This letter was written to Keith D. Wild, Ph.D., Policy Branch of Agriculture Canada, Sir John Carling Building, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0C5. It was written August the 14th, I'm assuming 1988, by Z. Charnel. And it's regarding the Global Pacific Electronic University, short abbreviated GLOSAS, capital G-L-O, capital S-A-S, Paul Robinson's working paper, and Richard Clark's letter. This is written on Domain Biodynamic Research Foundation letterhead. Heading, a letter from Tak. Today I received a letter from Tak Utsumi. Enclosed was a copy of his letter to you, dated July 14th. I am thinking about the Canadian Team for Global Systems Analysis and Simulation, GLOSAS. Heading, Research on the Use of Some Electroencephalographic Techniques. 2 weeks ago, Sunday, Hans, as in Hans Esser, telephoned with a proposal to progress research on the use of some electroencephalographic techniques I had described to him. He asked me to write up a brief description of them. I did. I sent the first draft off to him early this week. Heading, Dean Kalfleisch. Last week I went to the University of Waterloo to meet with the Dean of Mathematics and Computer Sciences. His name is Jim Kalfleisch. I went to not only present the data on GLOSAS and the Global Pacific University, but to propose the use of computers there for the research project Hans and I are discussing. Dean Kalfleisch pointed me in two directions. One, to Chris Knapper, the head of the University of Waterloo Distance Education Program, and two, to Ernie Holmes, the head of the Office of Research for the University. Heading, the Canadian Institute for Advanced Research. I was able to immediately meet with Ernie Holmes. He said they didn't have any space on campus until the new $50 million Davis Computer Center is complete. They are having to operate research projects off campus. He directed me to Dr. Fraser Mustard, former head of the McMaster University Medical School and presently heading the Canadian Institute for Advanced Research. I called Dr. Mustard's office yesterday. He was away. I spoke with Dorothy McKinnon. She asked me to direct any project inquiry to Zenon Filishin at the University of Western Ontario, who is assisting Dr. Mustard. He is a specialist in artificial intelligence. I have read some of his papers before, so I need to visit London and Filishin. I note that Tak directs you to Dr. John M. Carroll at the University of Western Ontario. Perhaps I can combine the meetings. Heading, Chris Knapper, GLOSAS. Kyo, as in Kiyoshi Izumi, knows Chris Knapper. Kyo was on the selection committee that appointed him. Kyo spent all day last Saturday and Sunday here at Domain. I saw Kyo again yesterday. Kyo informs me that Chris is educated as a psychologist. I left tax fund raising proposal with Chris. Monday morning, August the 10th, I spoke with Chris Knapper on the telephone. He had read the data I left for him. Chris is interested. He's willing to convene a meeting of interested people at the University of Waterloo. This would include such as Barry Wills of the engineering faculty, who is buying some IEEE course material right now. This IEEE course material is computer generated. Chris's philosophy of distance education is such that the format of words mostly, determined by the older computer systems, not Macintosh 2 or Macintosh SE open architecture with new audio and visual powers, and other features of Tok's proposal would not allow him to implement his large distance education program at the University of Waterloo by such means as Global Pacific Electronic University. Still, he is willing to entertain some possibility of a formative meeting. If we can propose more dynamic, computer-generated and processed content, I believe we could open it all up. Heading, Paul Robinson. I received the working paper on sustainable agriculture from Paul Robinson. I sent him a large information package. I read the paper. Non-tillage isn't mentioned, except perhaps indirectly, by reference to the importance of humus. Yesterday I sent off more data to you. It included a Scientific American article on agriculture without tillage. The last statement on the last page of that article predicts a very high level of diminished tillage or non-tillage, more than 90%, by the year 2010 in the USA, using herbicides. We use Fukuoka's ideas. Fukuoka doesn't use herbicides. That positions Domain in a unique role with respect to that one subject alone. Many of the 296 respondents mentioned in Paul Robinson's paper object to their exposure to chemicals as one reason for them to turn to an alternative agriculture. Their second concern is for the health of the food they produce. Significant mention is made of a co-op in the prairie where their members don't use chemicals and they are able to sell their produce at a premium on that account. I leave you to formulate the implications. Heading, Healthy Harvest. We just received the current edition of Healthy Harvest. We are one of the more than 400 organizations listed. I enclose a photocopy of the order form for this publication. Heading, Richard Clark. We received a letter from Richard Clark, and I and several members of our organization have read it and the enclosed letter directed to Peter Hicks in April. It is easy to agree with much of the description he offers because that is what we have done and are doing. Heading, Charitable Trust. Wednesday, our lawyer received final approval from the Public Trustee's Office for our Articles of Association as a charitable trust. Yesterday, I got the last signature, Keos, on the articles. We filed them with the Chief Examiner, Ministry of Consumer and Corporate Affairs. Heading, Canadian Jobs Strategy. Yesterday, John Gee of Canadian Jobs Strategy came to see us. One intent was to get two job titles on the critical occupations list, Ecosystems Technologist, Ecosystems Technician. John went away after 2.5 hours, very enthused, very determined and resolved to help us. He suggested the Innovations Program. We had already applied and had been declined by Patricia Wallace. He knew Patricia. He said he would try to open that negotiation again. One of his ideas was to point to the letter Richard Clark sent to Peter Hicks in April. Heading, The Weave. Now you can begin to see the weave of exchanges and relationships I have been describing. Keith, can you see where and how you do help and can help? Thank you. Ready. We just had our last billing to the Ministry of Skills Development Program approved. The check will be ready next Friday. We have another billing able to be sent the 31st of August. There is only one other small billing possible after that. We are ready with more applicants to join us. We need more space and equipment. The pace and timing. The tilapia have given us babies that are thriving. We are eating beans, lettuce, zucchini, etc. Perhaps that indicates part of the pace and timing. Diagram. I enclose a brief diagram of one of our circuited biodynamic systems. Andre Rivera.